Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I know I told you that Daniel would be here today, but he's not going to be here today. He is traveling. So we're going to get on with the show, and we've got some things. There's always something to talk about. And unfortunately, it's not always good news. But the good news is we have a Savior, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now for such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father. We thank you. We praise you, for only you are worthy of our praise, Father. And we know that our help comes from you. You have told us. You have promised. And we believe. Father, we are just sinners. And we need your forgiveness each and every day. Make us a repentant people. Father, I pray for this administration for Biden as he fills the position of president. Father, we can see that this administration, along with many others in Congress, are leading this country down a bad path. We're asking for you to rescue as they take your people into slavery. We ask you to rescue them. Rescue us. But Father, may we not be helpless. We know that we are not, and I pray that you will give us your wisdom and your guidance, the discernment, the gift of discernment, that we will be able to know and recognize truth from fake news, reality from a false reality. We've been a spoiled people, and we have acted like the spoiled brats that just take what the father gives them and runs off, the prodigal son. Well, we're returning, Father. We are empty-handed. We ask that you will give us forgiveness and take us back in to your home. We ask that you will bring America home. Bless my listeners, bless my advertisers and sponsors, Father. I lift them up to you. Make them each a blessing one to another, as well as to CSE Talk Radio. Father, watch over me. Keep me healthy. Keep me honest. Keep my heart pure, Father. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you each and every day, and we know that you hear our prayers, and we know that the Father answers. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I was thinking about April showers, and the old joke when you were a kid, April showers bring Mayflowers. What do Mayflowers bring? Rudy, do you know what Mayflowers bring?
Allergies.
Pilgrims, come on. What did the pandemic bring? I know, that's way off from April showers bring May flowers, but it was the best Beth could do today. Well, the China virus has wreaked havoc across the globe. It started last year in March. It started before March, but when we all started feeling the hit was in March. The China virus. To me, the most disturbing of all is how the Americans have reacted to this panic, this pandemic. Americans, known for their grit and determination and their stubbornness, were talked into hiding in their places, working from home, wearing masks, or two or three. You know, Missouri recently lifted the motorcycle helmet law. That was this year, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I saw a brave biker one beautiful morning here, just our beautiful afternoon. It's been a couple of weeks ago, freely riding his Harley. Oh, man, the wind in his face, and he didn't have a helmet on, but he was wearing a mask. Who was that masked biker? As I'm going through all the news today, and there's a lot, look across this land. You know, here in mid-Missouri, in the middle of this nation, we don't see a lot unless we're watching TV. We just don't see it. But there are all kinds of protests and riots. I won't even call them protests. When you're burning buildings, you're not protesting, you're rioting. You're committing crimes. Well, I found the common denominator in several of the articles today. And unfortunately, that common denominator was links to China. I have an announcement, America. Based on my personal opinion, after pondering all that I've seen and all that has been said and done in the past several years, but in particular in 2020. What if you woke up tomorrow, physically, not brain dead like the woke of the left, and America was no longer America? What if this nation was now communist, full-fledged communist, and we have a concentration camps reprogramming Christians and harvesting organs? What if you were only allowed two children, and any pregnancy after that is forced to abortion at a Planned Parenthood harvesting facility? What if the newest installed president just signed a new executive order declaring himself a president for life? What if his name was Obama? What if churches were closed? Schools were now forced. No private schools except in D.C. for the communist administration's children. No more rural American families. The land is now all owned by government and forced labor. All the people will be crammed in cities and high-rises with little apartments. Would America wake up then and realize the elected officials sold us out, us as in United States out? Or would we just say, oh, please raise our taxes so we can have another stimulus check? Breadlines, not just welfare checks, would be determined by the government. You know, like when your license plate determined which day you could fill up with gas, even or odd. This is not a pretty picture of liberty, my friends. There is no independence when government is in charge and the people are the serfs. That's not freedom. But that is the communist way. And that is the road of the Democrat Communist Party. It's the road that they're taking America down right now, and the globalist stupid Republicans like Liz and Mitt and several others. Let's talk media, America. How much are you really being told? Is there truth or just enough of a language and reporting battle to make you think you're hearing truth here or there? The conservatives have trusted Fox News for years. Have you wondered why they stifled the speech of Rudy Giuliani or Mike Lindell or the lawyers Joseph DeGeneva, I can't say her name, DeGeneva, and Victoria Tenzing? Can't say his name. Or the firing of Lou Dobbs recently? I encourage you to watch the videos on my website. They're free. I'm not getting anything for them. I'm not getting anything from the people that made them. But one is called Absolute Proof by Mike Lindell. They are long, so pop your popcorn if you've got any. And the other is PSYOP, The Steal, by Millennial Millie. Different sources. Both come up with similar synopsises. Synopsis. That's not a plural. Synopsises. Both are long. But China was involved. And my opinion, from all that I've heard, is the Democrat Party assisted in the takeover of the 2020 election. And what is going down now, and we're going to get into the news, China's involved with this pandemic. And they're using it, as is our government. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Join Jason Chavis Tuesday, May 4th for Vitae Foundation's 29th annual pro-life event. Jason is a former congressman and now a Fox News contributor. While serving as representative, Jason rose to chairman of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Only the fifth time in 100 years a three-term representative ascended to such a position. Jason is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's digital marketing strategies promote a culture of life while connecting women who are facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Don't miss Jason Chavis. May 4th, reserve your seat today for either the luncheon or the dinner event. Go to adsforlife.org. Join Jason Chavis and the Vitae Foundation May 4th, Jefferson City at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. Register now before the event sells out. AdsForLife.org. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and, of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I am claiming that we are in trouble, America. You need to wake up, because little by little, our Congress, our administrations, not Trump, I don't believe he was doing this. They may not have done a lot of things right, but he wasn't doing this. They've been taking us down the socialistic road, which means to communism. They've been selling out. We know Dianne Feinstein has connections and had a Chinese spy working for her. We know Swalwell was in bed with China. We know several others have that. And in 2020, there was a whistleblower from China. And in his video to America, he was letting us know that China has the goods on a lot of people in Congress. And China warned the Democrat Party that they better not let Trump win this election. Now, that's hearsay, Beth. Well, perhaps it is, but I did watch the video of the China whistleblower. And we know that Biden has connections with China, and we know that Hunter Biden has connections with China. That is not disputed. That is the truth. We do have a caller. Before I get into some of this, we're going to go to the phones. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Great, Beth. How's it going?
It's going all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, we talk about brainwashing here, and you get to thinking, you know, this this vaccine deal. I don't know what to do with it. Well, Friday, my blood pressure was off a little bit, and this time of year I get ear infections. And it was way up from the day before. Yeah. And, well, it's growing up in a hot house in Iowa with a sandstone basement. Damp air gets into your ears.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And, been that way ever since I was a kid. And, so I went to the doctor, and sure enough, I've got my inner ear infection, and they gave me some antibiotic for it. While the nurse was waiting on me, I said, you know, I don't know what to do about this vaccine. See, 3 years ago, I was in the ICU for adverse reaction to antibiotic. So I'm very adverse react to whatever I take. So to the point now that I don't take anything unless my doctor tells me to take it. So I said to the nurse, I said, I don't know what to do about this vaccine. I think I prefer the J&J vaccine, which, by the way, the J&J vaccine, there's only 7 blood clots out of 7 million injections that they're holding up.
I have 6. I've got an article on that. We were going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. But, and she says, well, that's the one I want, but we can't get it. So, keep in mind, I walked out of this doctor's appointment with a prescription for the antibiotic that I'm not allergic to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor came in, looked me all over, got the prescription ready. I said the same thing to the doctor. I said, I don't know. I think maybe if I do take it, I want the J&J vaccine, and they changed the subject. They didn't tell me either way whether to take it or not to take it. And my doctor rents the other half out of their building out to a pharmacy. So it's very common for them to say, yeah, you need this, but it's something I don't give out. The pharmacy next door is going, and you go over there and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the very same doctor that last fall gave me the regular flu shot the minute I mentioned it. And they changed the subject. They didn't tell me not to get it, and they didn't tell me to get it, so I'm not getting it.
Well, I have the article here that says the Biden administration puts use of Johnson & Johnson vaccine on pause. 6 people out of 7 million have developed a blood clot. That is a 0.0040.8571%. It says that all 6 cases occurred among women between, so you're safe there, Tim.
Yeah.
Between the ages of 18 and 14, and you're pretty good there, I think, too. And the symptoms occurred 6 to 13 days after the vaccination. However, it says such clots occur regularly in the population, so this may or may not be revealed to related to the vaccine. And that is why the investigation is on pause. And it says
and it could be six out of
7 million. Now, we're not talking about 6 out of 700. We're talking about 6 out of 7 million people.
And that could just be my particular case, you know, because I've got AFib, so I am a clotting risk. So it could be the doctor, but the doctor never said anything. And you know, to me, and that's such a low response. I think that was the opening Pfizer and Moderna needed to get the government to slow J&J's sales down. That's what I think.
Oh, I think you're not wrong. And did you know that the federal government is refusing to send vaccines to Michigan now? Instead, it suggests they just have more lockdowns.
And isn't it a coincidence that the week that their Secretary of State's been ruled in court to violate election law, that they come up with all these 66,000 votes that have no registrations attached to them, all of a sudden they've got a COVID problem there. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
It is amazing. And it's even more amazing that the federal government's not going to send them any vaccine. Everybody must be vaccinated. Oh, not you in Michigan. You just need to lock down a little more.
I got a favorite saying. This is how they do it in China. Stuff like this, the stuff we're talking about, that's how they do it in China.
That's how they do it in China. Well, I've got several articles here, Tim, that connects people that are in this administration to China, which I know you won't find as a surprise, and maybe my listeners won't either. But I think we need to start paying attention to these China connections, and America needs to start revolting. So, anyway, good luck to you on the vaccine.
I have a Facebook friend in New York. On Facebook that she's had the same experience with the doctor that I was talking about. I sent this around on Facebook. I have had one response since I sent it out yesterday that she did the very same thing and had the same reaction from her doctor. So,
they're probably worried about getting sued as well, too, if something does happen.
Yeah, my family's went to this clinic since the 50s. My parents went there. One of the doctors that they're not there anymore, but I mean, that was the clinic that birthed me. I know that they are very, very conservative in their approach. And because they won't say nothing. That's because they're scared. They're scared about intimidation from Big Pharma. They're scared about intimidation from the Public Health Board, which we have to share with another county. They're scared, and I don't blame them, but I know them to be very, very conservative in their approach in that they don't take risks.
Amazing.
So I'm not taking
I don't blame you at all, but I never take a flu shot, so I'm just kind of a rebel all the way around.
I got one willing. I just mentioned it last fall. And, you better take that. So didn't get offered it this time.
All right. Well, good luck with it. What you decide.
Four checkups in the last year. I've never even been tested. Every time I go in for my renewals, I ask them, do I need to be tested? And they said, no, we don't test people who aren't symptomatic. And you know, it doesn't have to be COVID. People get other infections.
I'm going to have a procedure done, and I had to go get tested for COVID. You have to have a doctor's permit, a doctor's order to get tested, to have a Q-tip run up your nose, but not to go get the vaccine. Yeah. it's just crazy stuff. Crazy. I'm going to let you go.
I just contacted the state head of the state senate in here in Iowa about this public policy. Uh-huh. We've wasted a lot of money on tests that might not need to be done. So I know you're running out of time there.
But one thing that's happened, and you know and I know, that COVID cured the flu. Nobody's catching the flu these days.
No. Well, this is the flu. It's just a bad strain of it.
It's a virus. It's a virus. Yeah, absolutely. All right. I'm going to let you go. We are just about out of time for this particular segment. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Mel. Yep,
you know, you've got to use common sense, folks, and you got to use your own discretion as long as you still can. Because government's going to step in. They're threatening to step in and force things. You know, Tim said people are afraid. Americans should not be afraid. Free people aren't in fear. People who are under tyranny are in fear. Which will it be, America? When are we going to recognize all the China influence that our elected officials and bureaucracy have amongst them? It's time we started doing that. I'm going to share some of those when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true wealth. give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Okay, I want you to start mentally writing this down. And if you can't do it that way and remember, because I have problems remember things too, then physically write it down. Every time you hear a connection with China to one of our congressional members or an elected official of any kind or a bureaucrat, appointed person, write it down. And I think you'll figure out, this is Beth's opinion, China is taking over our establishment, the United States. This is the CDC director, and I'm probably going to mess up her name, but it's Xu Chat. Xu Chat. S-C-H-U-C-H-A-T. First name is Ann. But she is the director of CDC under the Biden administration. And she refers to the Chinese propaganda organization known as the Confucius Institute U.S. Center as an asset. An unearthed video from February of 2020 reveals Principal Deputy Director of the Center for Disease Control Prevention, Ann Shushat, praising Chinese Communist Party-funded Confucius Institute as an asset for America's COVID response. Now, if you remember, at the get-go, and even now, even still now, China is not being an asset. They're not being transparent. They've done everything they could to stifle what we know, to hide what they did, whether it be by accident or on purpose. But since they have profited so well, I would hazard to guess that it might have been accidentally on purpose. During the briefing, a spokesperson from the group's U.S. headquarters inquires, if there is a space for nonprofits like ours to get involved and help, either through translation or community outreach, the language and cultural competence of an organization like yours can be an asset to this type of response. But the Confucius Center was labeled a foreign mission of the Chinese Communist Party by the Trump administration. And it also appeared to hype Shushat's comment, clipping portions of her answer for a video on its YouTube channel and including them in press release. This is why, this is coming from Beth, this is why China told the Democrat Party they better make sure Trump doesn't get reelected. This is why. After the outbreak of the epidemic, the Chinese side has, in the spirit of being responsible for people's health and for global public health, taken the most comprehensive and strict prevention and control measures, share the information of the epidemic and the gene sequence of the novel coronavirus with the relevant parties in a timely, transparent, open, and effective manner. Is that what you think has happened? That's not what's happened. While Confucius Institute disguised themselves as language and culture initiative, they replete with undisclosed ties to China institutions and conflicted loyalties. This is coming from the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice. The institutes have also been described by China government officials as an important part of China's overseas propaganda setup. So why are they still open? If the FBI and the DOJ both recognize them for that, why are they still open? After China refused to cooperate, all China-related institutes in the U.S., including the China embassy, I'm going to get all ugly about this, they needed to have been closed. And I don't even think Trump did that. They needed to be closed immediately. Shut down. The U.S. should sever all ties right now, including the Olympics, with China. They're not our friends, my friends. They are not. They are communists. They torture people. They torture Christians. They torture Muslims. They torture people. They harvest organs from even live. They take it while they're live. They kill babies. They kill people they disagree with, and they brainwash the children. What is it that we have people in the Democrat Party saying they need to do? Reprogram Americans who voted for Trump. Reprogram. Do away with the churches, the Christians in America. They're just white racists. Well, I know an awful lot that aren't white. So here's another executive. It's Jeffrey Sachs, the chairman of Lancet Medical Journal's COVID-19 Commission, has extensive ties to several Chinese Communist Party influence groups, including with ties with Hunter Biden, and has voiced his opposition to confronting China while contributing to China state-run media outlets. It doesn't get any worse than that, my friends. Yeah, I guess it does. Who's in control of Biden? Because we know Biden's not in control. Who is it? This is one that's a little scary. Now, they didn't do this during the Trump administration. Why? Because they knew that he would fight back. We don't have fighters in there now. We have communists. They're the only ones they're wanting to fight are the citizens of America. The legal citizens. Russia just labeled the U.S. an adversary, gives warning to keep warships away from Crimea for their own good. What does that sound like to you? According to the new report from Reuters, Putin has also called the recent U.S. deployment of warships in the Black Sea a provocation designed to test Russian nerves. The United States is our adversary and does everything it can to undermine Russian positions on the world stage. Well, we need, you know what, all they need is a new reset button. Hillary just needs to come up with her reset button and it'll all be good. Russia will be fine. China, I don't know if we can reset their button. Although that reset button was red, you know, red China. The First Amendment. You know, I have recommended you to subscribe to Epic Times, the Epic Times. Well, they have a printing press in Hong Kong. They did have. It was attacked. Attack on the Hong Kong Epic Times printing press highlights city's declining press freedom. Who do you think's doing that? Who do you think is suppressing free speech in Hong Kong? China? Yeah. The current administration is allowing China to have way too much power across this globe. Russia doesn't care. They're not worried one little iota as what Biden would do or Obama or whoever's in charge. We know it's not Biden. Ms. Rice, we know she doesn't have any truth in her, no loyalty to the United States of America. Clapper, all those that were in the Obama administration, we know that they have no allegiance to America. And the few that did, they're silent or they've joined some conservative forces trying to fight America. We're in trouble. And it's not just about an election. It's not just about gun control. It's about liberty. And it all comes together. I suggest you get out your Constitution. I suggest you get out your Bill of Rights. I suggest you get out your Declaration of Independence and read them and study them. America's in trouble. We need you. Uncle Sam needs you. And we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. 800-418-5778. That's 800-418-5778.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have in front of me the article I was actually going to lead with today. And here it is, the final segment. It is an article from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. They are a conservative group of physicians and surgeons separate from the ones that, you know, put out that big magazine and stuff. No vaccine passports at one border. And I'm not going to share the entire thing with you, but I think you'll get the idea. If an American citizen crosses the Oregon-Washington or the New York-Pennsylvania border to shop at a nearby store, he might have to quarantine for 2 weeks. If the U.S. follows Israel's example, a person might have to show a vaccine passport to drink a beer in a pub. The police may be out in force to arrest rule violators for not wearing a mask, even outdoors, for sitting on a park bench, for entering a deserted park to play, or for being at an Easter service with too many worshipers. So far, no disabled or elderly people or young mothers have died after being tased or knocked to the ground by officers in riot gear, as far as we know. But while shrinking police forces are thus occupied, homicides and other crimes escalate, and many calls go unanswered. All of this, masking, physical distance, obsessive testing of healthy people, travel restrictions, quarantining people who have been near a test-positive person, constant disinfection, etc., must be necessary and effect to protect us from a third or a fourth wave of COVID, right? No matter how many livelihoods and unalienable civil rights are destroyed, or how many suicides or drug overdoses occur. obviously, she says. This is by Jane Orient, by the way. The authorities do not believe this themselves. Not only do they famously violate their own rules, but they are silent about what's happening at our southern border. She goes into this, talking about the migrants that are pouring across the Central America and Mexico border, where there are large outbreaks, traveling under crowded conditions, where good hygiene is impossible. Not only that, now that they're here, they're under extremely crowded conditions. Oh, perhaps we're sticking Q-tips up their nose every other day or so. I don't know. We know a lot of them have it. AOC tells us they're just babies. Well, just babies. The gang members with felony and sex crimes have been charged and arrested at the U.S. border. It's just babies doing the gang raping in these facilities that Biden is holding all these children in. These babies. America. We can't just sit and sip our coffee and think, well, Beth's telling it on the air, that's good enough. Think for yourself. Write it down. Every time you hear a connection with China, write it down, and you'll understand China is the one that has done this to us. But it was our elected officials working with them. They sold us out a long time ago. It didn't just happen in the year 2020. That's why they were all aghast. When Trump won, he built Hillary. That's not the way he beat. He beat Hillary. That wasn't supposed to happen, you see. Because Hillary was going to be the face. And there was another, who I've mentioned many times, that was going to be the one calling the shots. And he wasn't too happy about giving up power. And don't you wonder why the Bush brothers and the, who else was it? Clinton. And all of those fought President Donald Trump? Did they too sell us out to China? Well, they were all a part of the military war complex. That part was a sellout. Trump, like Franklin Graham said, was the only one in our lifetime that he can remember and I can remember who actually sacrificed to be president. He left the office with less wealth, not more. All the rest of them had more. I don't know. Haven't seen the figures, but do you think President Trump is selling speeches for $500,000? He's talking about doing a rally. You know, he's just one man. But he stood the test of the love of liberty and a country. Theodore Roosevelt had an idea on immigration, and I was going to share that, but I think I'm going to share this instead. This is coming from a man I don't really know, Niccolo. He is an Italian Renaissance diplomat, philosopher from the 1500s, and he wrote this. Now, we have shootings going on. We have riots going on. We have burning down of cities going on, all for because we have systemic racism, which is a lie. It's a lie. And the ones in the BLM are getting, they're becoming millionaires and buying million-dollar castles, houses, buying up realty, burning yours but buying theirs. This gentleman says, when you disarm your subjects, however, you offend them by showing that either from cowardliness or lack of faith, you distrust them. and either conclusion will induce them to hate you. They're wanting to take your guns. Oh, they're going to claim, no, it's just a restriction here and a restriction there. But we do want to know who has them, so we want you to register. See, I'm against that. America? Why should the government of the Second Amendment, who wants to take it away from you, know who it is that has a gun and what kind of gun and where you put it in your house, where you keep it? Why would you tell them that? They want your guns for one reason. There's only one reason to disarm the citizens. And that's because the elected and the bureaucrats are up to no good. The Second Amendment protects all the amendments. But Joe Biden said last week, there's not one amendment that is absolute. Really. Because I kind of think that word, that phrase, shall not be infringed, means you got to keep your hands off of it, Joe. Edicts from the king of Biden, or Obama, or O'Biden, or whoever it is. America, wake up. Take off your mask. Take a deep breath of oxygen. And let's bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.